this week's Seder, we have the, among various dinim, we have the din of Peyah. We have the din of several of the Matnas Anin, like a chick called Peyah. And Haschinach has an interesting comment. He points out that even according to the Rambam, that Trumas and Mais is Bizman Azeh, are only Midir Rabbanon, but like a Shikro Peyor, it's certainly Midir Rais. We pass in the Kedusha Shniyo, there's Kitchel or Shaita, the Kitchel or Silova, that's a Rov HaRishon in Pasuk. Not, they just quote the opinion of the Sefer HaTruma, the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Bas Sefer HaTruma, that even Kedusha Shniyo, there's only Kitchel Shait of Aloy Kitchel Asilova, that in the year 70 the Kedusha Soros was Batla. Kedusha Sambayis, Kedusha Soros. The Rav Rishonim disagree and hold that Kedusha Shniyo was Kitchel Asilova. It's Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Derais. Why does the Rambam say that Trumas and Maisis Bizman Azeh is only the Rabbanon? The Rambam at the very end of Perak Aleph in Hilchas Trumas. The Gemara says a lot of times, Hachav Trumas Bizman Azeh the Rabbanon. So the Rambam writes, Hachumah Bizman Azeh the Rabbanon, and he says Bizman Azeh doesn't mean after the year 70, after the Churban Abayis. No, if we pass from Kitchel Asilova. So the Rambam writes, Bizman Azeh means Afilu Bizman Ezra was only the Rabbanon. Why? So the simple gears on the Rambam is that he's saying that Truma, that Hafrosha's Truma Samaisis depend on which year of Shemitah it is. If it's the first or the second year of Shemitah, you have a 7-year cycle. So the first and the second year, you mafresh Truma Gedoyla Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The third year, you mafresh Maisa Roni. The fourth and the fifth years, you mafresh Truma Gedoyla Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni. The sixth year, you mafresh Maisa Roni. In the seventh year, you're not mafresh anything. And then you start all over again, the first 2 years and so on. And the 7-year cycle is broken down to 3 units. 3 years and 3 years and 1 year. When the 3 years are up, then you have up until Pesach for the Shas HaBiyur to get rid of all of the matonas. Matas Kune and Matas Sheni and so on that you happen to have. And when the second unit of 3 years is up, you have until the Pesach of the Shemitah year to get rid of all of the matonas. So you see that the Aloch is the way the Torah sets up the system. The Hafrashas of Trumas and Maisris depend on which year of Shemitah it is. So what's the story of Shemitah Bizman Azeh? So the Gemara says in the first daf in Moikotna there's a Machloikis Rebbe in the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a Hashalech also, but the Shemitah depends on Yovel or not, because the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Behar says Svat Melachem, the Bez Nagodol has a mitzvah to count Sheva Shapsa Shonim Sheva Shonim Sheva Ponim. The Bez Nagodol should count after the first 14 years Shekiv Sheva Shechilku. So year number 15 was year number 1. We're not year number 15. Mishabo Yisrael, Mishnichnis Yisrael Oretz, Bimei Yoshua Benun. So that was the year number 1 that Bez Nagodol counted. That's Shana number 1. Then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they made a Shemitah year. Then another 7 years, they made another Shemitah year. Then on the 50th year, starting from year number 1 being year 15, in other words, it was the 64th year, so that was the first Yovel in history. Then 50 years later was another Yovel. So the Gemara presents a Machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbans, found in the Torah's Kanim, also on that Parsha, whether Shemitah only exists if it leads up to Yovel, or Shemitah can even exist independently from Yovel. What about Bizman Shein Yovel Noheg? Can you have a Shemitah or not? So Rebbe says no. That the Pasuk implies, the simple reading of the Pasuk implies that you only have Shemitah if it's going to lead up to a Yovel. If the Shemitahs are not going to lead you anywhere, so then you don't have any Shemitah. So Bizman Azeh, we have every 7th year we have a Shemitah, even though we don't have any Yovel. So according to Rebbe, that's only Midir Rabbanon, that's not Midir Rais. So the Rambam passing is like Rebbe, because the Gemara says in Gittin Perak HaShalech and the first daf in Mayit Katan, the Gemara says the first Mishnah Mayit Katan is a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe, that the whole din of Shemitah Bizman Azeh is only with the Rabbanon. It's not because Loi Kitchel Asi Lov. No, the Kedusha Saritz is the Raisa, but Shemitah depends on Yovel, and you can't have Yovel Bizman Azeh. Why can't you have Yovel Bizman Azeh if there's a Kedusha Saritz the Raisa? So the Gemara says that in order to have Yovel the Raisa, you have to have Kol Yoshveho Aleho. That's another hitch. That's the Gemara in the end of Erechin. As the Pasuk says, we mentioned, the Pasuk says on the Liberty Bell, Kross and Dror Boris L'chol Yoshver, Pasuk in Bahar, says you should proclaim liberty to the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. So it says L'chol Yoshver, for all the inhabitants. The Gemara says, Bizman Shekol Yoshver Alev, and all the Israelis are living in Israel. Who are the Israelis? Klal Yisrael are all considered Alpidin Israelis. Everybody is considered, all the Jewish people, wherever they live in the world, Alpidin are considered as if they're Israeli citizens. That's Talocha. The Gemara says, Aniyah Yircha Kodmim Laniyah Yira Cheres. It's a din in Yeridayah. So it says that Aniyah Eretz Yisrael have the din like Aniyah Yircha. Because we're all considered like we belong to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a din of Kol Yoshveh HaLeh. If you have all the Israelis are living in Eretz Yisrael, what does that mean? All the Jews in the world, but the majority of the Jews, you have to have Kol Yoshveh HaLeh. So Bizman Ezra, hardly a small percentage, less than 50% of the Jews Not an aliyah. So that's why Rashi and the Rambam learned the simple pshat in the Gemara that there was no yovel deraisa b'zman b'ashem. There was yovel only mid the rabbanon. They had yovel, but they didn't have yovel mid deraisa. And b'zman hazeh, we don't even have yovel mid the rabbanon. So the Rambam's opinion is that since b'zman hazeh, what changed? Why b'zman b'ashem did they have yovel mid the rabbanon? B'zman hazeh, we don't have yovel at all. So that's what the Rambam doesn't understand. Rambam asks, how come? So Rab Chaim gives a whole explanation on that. The Rambam asks on the Gonim, why shouldn't you have any yovel at all b'zman hazeh? The Rambam says you should have yovel b'zman hazeh. You should count it as a separate year. Rab Chaim explains why not. We discussed it. No, the Rambam says you shouldn't pass him. You shouldn't pass him like me. You should pass him like the Gonim. And the Rambam says no, you should pass him like the Rambam. Machlek is the Rambam and the Rambam, but you should pass him like the Rambam. And the Rambam says don't pass him like me. And the Rambam says yeah, pass him like the Rambam. The Rav said that he thinks to his recollection that's the only place where the Rambam says not to pass like the Rambam. The Rabbi says yes to pass. The Rabbi is masking, you should pass like the Rambam. Rav Chaim explains why, that in order to have Yovel you have to have a Bezin counting, Spartan. So B'zman B'Yishen, there was a Bezin. After the Churban Abayis, the Bezin didn't count anymore. They stopped counting. So that's why you can't even have any Yovel B'zman at all. That's why some we mentioned, so that's why some we showed him how that you don't have Shemitah B'zman Azeh either, for a different reason. Why? Because in order to have Shemitah, you also have to have a Bezin counting. Because the pasuk says Kikora Shmita Lashem. The pasuk in Re'ei says Shamot Kabal Mashay Yodo. Whoever owes money to somebody else, so the Malba has no right to ask for the money. Kikora Shmita Lashem. So what does it mean Kikora Shmita Lashem? So the Targum Yonasim and Ezeel translates that the Bezdin declared it as Shmita. So you see from the Targum that he also holds like that opinion, like the Balamor, like the Rebbe, the whole group of Rishonim like that. That you need a Bezdin to count the years in order to be Kaveya Shmita. That far we don't go. We hold Allah that you only need a Bezdin to declare Yovel. And Shemitah happens by itself without any Bezin count. But I call upon him, the Rambam passage is number one like Rebbe, that B'zman, that there's no Yovel derais, so there's not going to be any Shemitah derais. Then the Rambam goes further when he says that whenever there's no Shemitah derais, so then you can't have any Trumas and Mises derais, because the Hafrashas of Trumas and Mises all depend on which year in the Shnas HaShemitah you're holding by. The first 2 years is Maiser Rishani, the third year is Maiser Rani, fourth and fifth year is Maiser Sheni, the sixth year is Maiser Rani, then you have the Shnas HaBir. Everything goes according to which year of Shemitah. So if you don't have any concept of Shemitah Mederaisa B'zman Hazeh, because you don't have any Yovel, it's never going to lead up to Yovel, so you don't have any Shemitah when it doesn't lead up to Yovel. That's Rebbe's din. So then the Rambam says you don't have any Trumas and Maises either, because everything is interrelated. So that's why the Rambam says that a Trumas and Maises B'zman Hazeh, Afilu B'mei Ezra, Afilu B'zman B'Yisheni, was only the Rabbanon. There was no Trumas and Maises B'zman Hazeh. So then Haschina points out, but that doesn't mean that all the mitzvahs hatluyos boris are only with the Rabbanon. The Rambam only says Yovel doesn't exist b'zman hazeh because you don't have kol yashvei aleh. That's a gemara in Erechin, and Shemitah doesn't exist mederaisa b'zman hazeh because the gemara says the halacha is like Rebbe, the b'zman shein yovel and Shemitah. And then the Rambam adds on that trumas and maises don't exist b'zman hazeh because trumas and maises depend on Shemitah, depends on which year of Shemitah. But these dinim of leket shikro peya and all the other mat peret and olos, all the other matan saniyim, that doesn't depend on which year of Shnasa Shemitah you're holding by. So that man has claims, according to the Rambam, that would be mederaisa b'zman hazeh. What do they do in Eretz Yisrael today? They're very worried about the Trumas and Maises, but they're not so worried about the Leket Shikro Peya. No? It's punkt verkehrt. And then Hasinah says everything is an upside down world. Elam hafuchu. He says that the Leket Shikro Peya, the Matan Sani and that stuff, that's really mederaisa b'zman hazeh. Bein Adasa Rambam, bein Lashar Rishayin. And the Trumas and Maises, that the Rambam holds is only mederabbanan b'zman hazeh. That's the Shaila how we paskin in Yeridei. We pass, the Rambam has another thing that we don't accept. The Rambam sheet is that Trumas and Maises are their rice, and not only Dogon Tirush V'Yitzar, even all Peris U'ilon and Kitnias. The Gemara just says that Maise Yerek is the Rabban, but the Rambam sheet is that Kitnias and Peris U'ilon are their rice. Just vegetables are the Rabban. And the overwhelming majority of Rishonim disagree. Rashi tells us and everybody else, the Ravid is Masig on that Rambam and Hilchas Maises. The overwhelming majority hold against the Rambam that only Dogon Tirush V'Yitzar are deraisa. So that Rambam we don't accept. But the other Rambam, this one is a shaila. What the Rambam claims that b'zman hazeh, not only after the year 70, even before the year, because the year 70 didn't change anything. Because we paskin against the Sefer Trum, we paskin that Kitchelosi Lava. But the Rambam's opinion that b'zman hazeh, afilu b'zman b'yisheini, all Trumas Maises are only with the Rabbanon. So in Yerideya, that's a shaila how we paskin. So in Yerideya, they seem to accept the Rambam's opinion. Even the Ramon, not the Mechaber, there's no surprise that he accepts the Rambam's view. But even the Ramuah, Shimon Shin Laman Aleph, there's one long Simon in Yerideh that quotes all the dinam of Mitzvah Satluyos Boreis. In the beginning of Shin Laman Aleph, the Ramuah seems also to be noita like that Ramuah. The Trumas and Maises B'zman Hazeh are only mid the Rabbanon. But Min Haskinah says, but the Leket Shikra Peya, that's a real din deraisa. Not sure exactly what the heter is. I don't know. Why wouldn't anybody collect? Did no one even know it's the same? They'll do it. If they'll give them, so they'll grind it.
Is there a fee to collect it and then give it to them, or just to leave it in the
To leave it. To leave it in the sub.
But if nobody will come.
The Gemara says, if nobody comes, then you take it. Right? The Gemara has the end of Kulam. If nobody comes, then you take it.
And
why won't they come? You put up signs that you're leaving Lekat Shikratay and they'll come. Okay, Shikra. Okay. Maybe there's no Shikra. The machine doesn't forget. Pay Minatera is Bekolshu. Pay Minatera is Bekolshu. But with the Rabbanon, it's more. With the Rabbanon, you have more. So the Pasuk says regarding payah, so the chidah, I don't know what they worked at. They're still entitled to take the payer. You still have to leave the payer.
So
I don't know.
Even if they need their payer, you have to leave it.
No. If you know Bavari, they're not going to take it. Then the Gemara says, in the end of Chulin, you don't leave it La Talefin. You don't leave it at the bird should eat it.
So, Lumaisa, how many emails would there kill them?
Why not? If you put a sign in the newspaper, they will come. You announce in Shul that you left some payer. Somebody will get enough on the newspaper.
Now,
Mechuiv to announce, Avari Mechuiv. The Gemara says you have to leave the payo in the end of the field in order that everybody should know that you left the payo, the Aniyim know, the neighbors know. Of course, you have to announce. How then do you visualize payo Bisman Atayr, Bisman Yeshua Benu? The Gemara says, Mishnai say, Anoni is a person that doesn't have Masayim Zuz in the bank. Masayim Zuz means the amount of money that they needed to live on the Rishonim, say, based on Yerushalayim, the amount of money that was needed to live on for 1 year. So if he has Masayim Zuz in the bank, or if he doesn't have Masayim Zuz but he has a steady job and he makes enough to break even, then he's not called an Oni. But if he doesn't have that, I'm sure there are many people that don't have that.
They have a welfare system that doesn't cover just basic living.
Okay, if the if the guy's on welfare and the checks come in, the checks are secure that they're going
to
come in, then he's not an Oni, then he's not allowed to take. Okay. 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 If they're not named, then you don't have the mitzvah. What? Truma is Tali and Shemitah. Every year you have to be mafresh Truma, but they're not allowed to be mafresh from the pears that grew on 1 year and the pears that grew another year. And the years are determined by which years of Shemitah it is. Lechatchili, not allowed to be mafresh. It says, Aser Tassus called for Asaracha Yotze Asar Shana Shana. So the Gemara says in Chor, Shana Shana, not Shana Zul Al Chavata. You have to be mafresh each year on its own. If you ever, if you mafish Mishana Zul Achavata, the Rambam says it is called, but Mahatili, you're not allowed to do it. Gemara says, didn't we have it? We had it in Makrish, in the Sugya of Bitla Labitla. So the Gemara says, if you didn't mafish Peyab in the Chuber, then you mafish Peyab in Waimarim, from the bundles after they're cut off. If you want mafish Min Waimarim, then you mafish later. And then there's a machlokes, what about are you mafresh after tochno? After you ground it up, do you say shinui koine? What do you mean shinui koine? It doesn't mean it's koine. Do you say shinui is considered, this machlokes is still in Beshama by the shinui koine or not? So the Gemara says in Bava Kama, what's the original source of the machlokes Beshama Basil? If a Ganav stole an article and he painted it a different color, or he stole some grain and he ground it up, he made it into flour. So the Basil say the shinui is koine, so the Ganav doesn't have to return the original, the BN, he can pay. He has to pay money, of course he has to pay. He has to pay the value of the thing at the time that he stole, but he doesn't have to return the BN. B'shamay son, no. Shinui bin komo amir. Even though he made a shinui, it still retains its original identity, and you have to give back the original thing. Ve'eshim sakzei lasha gozal, even laha shinui. So the Gemara says, what's the original source of that machlev in the Shamay Sil grad? It's not by gzei. The Gemara says, the original source is by Esnan Zayna Mechir Kelev. But the Pasuk says that you're not permitted to bring a carbon on the Mizbeach from an Esnan Zayna Mechir Kelev, and it says Kisavas Hashem Gam Shneihem. So the Shama is say Gam L'Rabba Shinuyim. Gam is always a rebus. So they say Gam L'Rabba Shinuyim, that Shinui Bimkomo Omeid. That even if I give the Zona, or if I gave Esnan Mechir Kelev, let's say Tvua, And then the one who got it, the one who got the tefuah, ground it up and made flour out of it, or I gave grapes and they squeezed it up and they made wine out of it, it's nishtana lagamre. Still, b'shama yisei, gam, shneyem, is gam rabbi shinu yem, that if it's nishtana, it's been komo all made, and it's the original identity and it's pasal lagabim mizbeach. So the Gemara assumes that since the shame hold, shine bim koim ayom, and it means that it's still in the original state, we ignore the fact that it takes on a different levush now. It still retains its original identity. So who adinami bishama would probably deny the din of shinui koine by a ganet. But Beisil who say, the rabbis Hashem gam shneim, the pasuk that says beyasam zanim cherkelav. So they say gam shneihem heim velo shinuyehem. They darshan the heim velo shinuyehem. That's how the Gemara presents the machlokes in Perek Merubim Bavakama. Bishama darshan from the word gam la rabbi shinuyehem. Beisil darshan from the word shneihem from the heimem, the last two letters of shneihem heim. Below Shinui Yehem, that Shinui is a different identity. Shinui is a different chetzis. So therefore, the psula vesen zanim chirkelev doesn't apply to the wine, it doesn't apply to the flour that you made out of your original grapes and the original grain that was given. The point of Beisilo, that Shinui is considered a different chetzis, and therefore the psula vesen zanim chirkelev doesn't apply. So the Gemara assumes that hu adinami, that the mitzvah of the Heshev Hakzela won't apply. The mitzvah only applied, let's say I stole grain or I stole grapes. So the mitzvah applies to the grain and to the grapes. Once I ground it up and I made flour, once I squeezed it out and I made wine out of it, then the mitzvah v'heishu v'sakzela doesn't apply. And then the Gemara assumes whenever there's no mitzvah v'heishu v'sakzela, then the mele the ganef is koinem. Because basically the ganef should always be koinem, the chayf is sakzela. That's how the Gemara understands pshat in the parasha of v'heishu v'sakzela. The ganef really should be koinem. You should say that when the ganef steals something, it belongs to him and he has to pay only money. The only reason that's preventing, the only halacha that prevents the ganef from being koinem, the chayvitz hakzeila, is the chayvitz hashoveh. But what if it reaches a point that there's no chayvitz hashoveh? For example, shinui koinem. What do you mean shinui koinem? It's not shinui is a kinyan. Shini means that it's a different chepzah. It's a different chepzah. So the dinim, the mitzvah, so the yisurim, or the psulim, the psul of esen zanim chirkelev that applied to the original object, no longer applies to this object. It's a different identity. And the mitzvah, the heishav hakzeila, no longer applies to this object. So once you say Shinu is a different object, there's no longer mitzvah saveheshiv, there's no longer mitzvah saveshoveh, then the mele of the ganef is kind of the object. Yeah. So the Gemara has a machlekes over here, a makis, what's the din? If I wasn't mafresh peyeh minat mechuber, so if you coach it, you're still mafresh peyeh. What if he went ahead and he ground up the ground it up and made it into flour? So the Gemara says, that's a machlekes hatanah. If you hold Shinu koine, so then over here he's no longer mafresh peyeh. Why? Because isn't that the same thing? The mitzvah's pay was on a different thing, on the shibolim that were attached to the ground. This is not the same thing, because Shini makes it that it's a different chevtza. And if you all like Beishamai, that Shini bimkoy mayoyme, Shini doesn't count for anything, we don't say it's a different object, it's the same thing. I took the original kernels of grain, the original stalks that were attached to the ground, I made it into flour. Shini bimkoy mayoyme, I recognize it that it came from the original thing. Then you still have the mitzvah of, you still retain the mitzvah of hafroshes pay. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara makes in Bava Kama a whole interrelationship, whether Shina Koina by a Ganef, whether Shina Koina by the Heshavis, by Yesn Zanim Chekelev, whether Shina Koina by Peya, in other cases also. The Gemara says it's all one big issue. The Gemara says maybe not necessarily so, but we pass in Aloha that Shina is Koina, that in all the cases is considered a different identity. So the Gemara at the end of Makis has a famous Agarita. The one the last half of Makis tells that the Tanoim, they're passing by the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Must be familiar, those who go to Shul on Erev Pesach, they go to Sima Sifta. So a lot of the lazy Rabbanim learn Makas for the Sima Sifta. It only has 23 blood Gemara. Finish fast, why should you have to break your head on that? Hayrius has less, but it's twice as hard. Makas a little longer and it's much easier. So this is a famous piece of Gemara. The Gemara says the Tanoim passed by the Makam HaMikdash and they saw a fox jumping out from the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. So all the Tanoim started to cry and Rabbi Akiva was misachik, Rabbi Akiva was happy. And the last daf, and Av Chavdala and Beis. So they asked him, what is he happy about? So he said, what are they crying about? So they said, Gival. How can it be? The Pasuk says, Vazar HaKor of Yumas, that no one's allowed to go there, only the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And here they saw Shualim Hilchubo. The foxes are walking in the Mokam HaMikdash. Foxes are walking on the Mokam HaMikdash. So Rabbi Akiva says he's happy because we have a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that there's some kind of relationship between the Nevuah of Uriah HaKohen and the Nevuah of Zechariah ben Yevrech Yohu. So Rabbi Akiva was wondering what's the connection. Zechariah was in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, Chag Zechariah Malachi, and Uriah HaKohen was a Navi in the days of Bayis Rishon. Oriya HaKoyhein HaZanovi is mentioned in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Ches. This is quotes it there on that daf. So this pasuk in Yishaya, Perek Ches, says that there's some kind of relationship. I gave, the Rabban Shalom says, I sent you two Nevi'ei Ho'emes, Oriya HaKoyhein and Zchari Ben Yivarech Yo. What do the Nevuahs have to do with each other? So the Gemara says, each one said a Nevuah and there's a relationship. So the Nevuah of Uriah HaKoyin, who lived in the days of the Bais Rishon, was Lochem Beglalchem Tzion Tzara Techorish. Granted, this is a pasuk in Micha Paragimel. If you look at that last piece of Gemara, is Pilei Ploim. The last piece of Gemara Makkos. Very hard Gemara. The pasuk says, in Micha, Micha was another person. There were many different Navim. Each one had a different name. This guy Micha is not the same guy as Uriah HaKoyin. Micha was a different Navi. So the Navi Micha says, Lochem Beglalchem Tzion Tzara Techorish and Shualim Hilchaboy. He said in Nevuah that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed and the factors will be running around there. So the Gemara says that Nevuah was not only said by Micha, it was said by Uriah HaKoyim. So Tosha says, how do they love? Tosha says, a hard time to figuring out how that is. So Rabbi Akiva says that there's a relationship, the Pasuk says in Yishai Perakhez, there's a relationship between that Nevuah that is found in Micha Peragimel, which was said both by Micha and by Uriah HaKoyim. So Uriah HaKoyim's Nevuah, it doesn't say Micha's Nevuah. The Navi Yishai says Uriah HaKoyin's Nevuah, that he said the word for word the same Nevuah as Micha Peregimo, his Nevuah is connected with the Nevuah of Zechariah HaNavi. That Zechariah said the day will come, Od Yeshua Zekenim Zekenis Bechovas Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. So Rabbi Akiva says until the Nevuah of Uriah was Neskaimo, that there was Shualim Hilchubo, he was worrying, or Yisim Isyari, he was worrying that the Rabban Shalom will not keep his promise with the Nevuah of Zechariah. Old Yeshua is Kainim, his Kainim is Bechavis Yerushalayim. But now that he sees that the Nevuah of Uriah was Mekuyam, so now he knows that the Nevuah of Zechariah will also be Mekuyam. So Gemara doesn't make any sense. And then the Tanoim said, Nicham Tonu, they're very happy about this. Pilei Ploim, what do you mean? The Rabban Shalom shouldn't keep his promise? The Rabban Shalom promised in Zechariah Perek Ches, Old Yeshua is Kainim, his Kainim is Bechavis Yerushalayim? What do you mean? He was worried that the Rabban Shalom wouldn't keep his Nevuah. What? The Navi told a lie, that the Rabban Shalom is a faker. What's the Pshat over here in the Gemara? Pilei Ploim. So the Rishonim ask what's going on over here. That they all matter zech over here in the Gemara. And also, what do you mean that the Gemara picks out a pasuk in Micha Gimel and they say that even though Micha said it, Uriah HaKoyin said the same thing. Two Nevim said the same thing word for word. The whole Gemara shred. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ancient Nevim is Nabi Misignan Echod. You can have two Nevim say the same Nevuah, but not in the same words. Here it's Mamish word for word. The Gemara says Uriah HaKoyin said word for word the same thing as Micha. So the Chidah in his commentary on Agadate, at the end of Marcus, which they were selling at the SOY Swarm Sales. Very fascinating safe. Has unbelievable things there. So he quotes a whole biur based on this pasuk in Chumash and Kedoshim. So he says, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so the Tanoim thought, so the pasuk says, Od Yeshua Zekenim is Keris B'chol Yerushalayim, that the Navi Zechariah said that the day will come that Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. So the Tanoim thought that maybe that's only referring to the end of the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni. They thought that Zechariah, Chagas Chaim Alachim, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So they thought he's prophesying what's going to be the Akras Hayomim and the end of the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni. But if the Bayis Sheni will be Chorev, so who says there's going to be a Bayis HaShlishi? They're not psukim. So they thought that's it, folks. So the Tanoim, when they walked by the Beis HaMikdash, so they thought that there's not going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. There was none of what there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. And then they were wondering how come the fox was crawling out of the Makom HaMikdash. Why were they wondering? Rabbi Kivi said it's a pasuk. It says Shualim Hilchubo. So what were they crying about? Why were they bachu? So the Chidah quotes up one of the Mefarshim on Chumash, a drush sefer on Chumash. One of the Sfarim has like a chassidish pshat over here. So they thought that the kedusha rishona was loikitcha lasi lavoi. The Rambam sheet is that kedusha rishona loikitcha lasi lavoi only goes on Eretz Yisrael. But the Makom HaMikdash from the days of Shlomo HaMelech was Kitcha Lasi Lava. That's how the Rambam writes in Perek Vav in Hilchas Beis HaBchira. And other Rishonim disagreed. Rava disagrees. Many other Rishonim disagreed that it's not so. That just like Kedushas Haaretz was Batla B'churban Bayis Rishon, so Kedushas Makom HaMikdash was also Batla. So here this Drush Sefer that the Chidor quotes is absolutely like that. So he says, not like the Rama. So he says that they understood that the Nevuah is going to say Shualim Hilchu Bo after the Churban Bayis Rishon, because the Churban Bayis Rishon was Batla. The Kedushas HaMikdash was Batla after the Churban. So there's no Kedusha, so the foxes can run around. But after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they knew that Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Asi Lavoi. So they were wondering, how could the foxes be walking around over there? They thought that this Nevuah that says about foxes walking, the Nevuah in Micha Perigimel, that foxes don't walk to see on Sarat Tichosh, I thought that only refers to the Tkufa after Churban Bayis Rishon. So then Rabbi Kiva told them that it's not so. So Rabbi Kiva was Ma'ur to them this idea that how can you have two Nevi Misnabi Misignar Echod, how can you have Micha Hanavi say word for word the same thing as Uriah HaKoyim. So it must be that even though they lived in the same Tkufa during the period of Bayis Rishon, and they said the same thing word for word, they were talking about a different period. Micha HaNavi was talking about the period after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and Uriah HaKoyim is talking about the Tkufa after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And then the Navi says in Yeshaya Perek Ches that there's some kind of a relationship between Uriah's Nevuah and Zechariah Ben Yevirachiyahu's Nevuah. So the connection must be that Micha HaNavi, Micha Amarashtim, and he said his Nevuah, he was only talking about after Churban Bayis Rishon. He didn't have anything to say about Lasi Lava. Whereas Uriah HaKoyim said word for word the same thing as Micha, but he was talking about a different Kufa. He was talking about after Churban Bayis Sheni. That even though Kitcha Lasi Lava, even though Kedusha's Bayis Sheni is Kitcha Lasi Lava, like the whole Kedusha Sot is Kitcha Lasi Lava, but still there will be Shualim Hilchu Bo. So then the Navi says there's a connection between Uriah HaKoyim and Zechariah Ben Yevirachyo. So Rabbi Akiva says, Ani ha yisi misyori, before I saw the Nevuah of Uriah HaKoyim being miskayim, that Shualim Hilchu Bo after the Churban Bayis Sheni, he was wondering, maybe the other Tanoim were right. Maybe Uriah HaKoyim said the same thing word for word as Micha HaMorashti, and they're talking about the same Tkufa that's going to be a Churban Bayis Rishon. They both lived with Tkufa's Bayis Rishon, they're talking about the same period. After the Churban Bayis Rishon, it will be Shualim Hilchu Bo. But there probably won't be Shualim Hilchu Bo after the Churban Bayis Sheni, because it'll be Kitchel Asi Lovas. So how can the foxes have a Shlita? Can't they smell a Kedusha? Can't they tell if there's a Kedusha there? They wouldn't go there. So he was thinking, maybe the other time I'm all right. Maybe Uriah Koin and Micha Marashti saying the same thing. Maybe there's not supposed to be any Shualim Hilchu Bo after the Churban Bayis Sheni. And maybe the relationship between the Nevuah, that Navi Yishai said there's some kind of a connection between Nevuah Suriah and Nevuah Zechariah, means that Nevuah Zechariah will be Mekuyim in Bayis Sheni. Zechariah lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So he says, B'Nevuah, that the day will come that Yerushalayim will blossom, it'll really be wonderful. I never was Mekuyim. These Tanon lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So maybe because Bal Menasein HaRabim, the Nevuah wasn't Mekuyim. So that's what he was wondering. Ha'yisi Misyorei, Shloit is Kaim Nevuah Seshol Zechariah, because we saw the Bizman Bayis Sheni, the Nevuah of Zechariah was never Mekuyim. So they thought, maybe he'll never be Mekuyim, period. Because Uriah HaKoyim was talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, and Zechariah was talking about the Hemshech HaBayis Sheni, and now Bayis Sheni is over already, so it's all over, so there's no more Hemshech at all. So now that he saw that it's not so, now that he sees that the voice of Shul Uriah HaKoyim is being Mekuyim after Churban Bayis Sheni, so now it's Faremfa, that Pele de Gekashe, how come the both Nevi'im said the same thing, the Signan Echad exactly, the Teretzes, they said the same words, but they were talking about two different Kufas. Micha Marashti was talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, and Uriah HaKoyim is talking after Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Nevuah of Zechariah HaNavi, it says in Yeshaya Perek Ches that there's a relationship between Uriah's Nevuah and Zechariah's Nevuah. So Uriah was talking after Churban Bayis Sheni. Zechariah must be talking about Bayis Shlishi. Oh, so now they're happy to know there is going to be a Bayis HaShlishi. That's how he interprets this Gemara. So he quotes from this Sefer on Chumash, from one of the Chachmei HaSfaradim, that the other Tanoim were wondering, they thought that it's impossible. They thought that it couldn't be, like Rabbi Kiva said, that Micha Marashtim, Uriah HaKoyim said the same thing, and they're talking about two different periods, and Uriah HaKoyim is talking after Churban Bayis Sheni. They couldn't visualize that because of this pasuk. But the pasuk says, that there's a din, when you have a sodeh, you have to leave, you're not allowed to wipe it out completely. So he quotes that the Bayis Rishon was keneged Avram Avinu. I don't understand what this means, and the Bayis Sheni was keneged Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, it says, called the Beis HaMikdash Sada. How does it say? By Avram Avinu, called it Har. The Gemara says in Brachas. Avram Avinu called the Makom HaMikdash Har, Har Maria. Yitzchak called it a Sada. And Yaakov called it Manorah HaBayis HaZeh. Manorah Hamachum is Ein-Zakim, Beis-Zakim. Yagavina called it a Bayi. So the Svarim say that what the Gemara means to say is that there are going to be three Batim. Now we know historically it's going to turn out there are going to be three Batim Mikdashis. Vayetz Yitzchak Lasoch Basod, and the Gemara says he was davening at the Makom HaMikdash. Yeah, that's how the Gemara says, I think, no? The Gemara Brachas, I think, says. So the Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash was called by a different name by each one of the others. So the Mefarish Mesei, I don't know what this means. I think the Mashal says on Brachas like that. The first, historically, they're going to turn out to be some total of three Batim Mikdashes. So the first one is Keneged Avram, was like a Har, and the second one was Keneged Yitzchak, was like a Sada. The third one was Keneged Yankov, that'll be a Bayis. A Bayis lasts longer than the others. So the Tanoim, he says the Tanoim felt that the Bayis Sheni was a Trina of Sada. So they felt that from this pasuk, Loschala Piasot Feliktzor, that you can't wipe out the whole Sada completely. This is the pasuk that led them to believe, Alderach Hadrash, that Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchelosi Lover. And they knew that the first Beis HaMikdash could be wiped out completely. The Kedusha's Bais Rishon was completely erased. Masheni came, the Kedusha's Bais Sheni, they thought that that should be Kitchel Osi Lover based on this pasuk. So based on this klal of Kitchel Osi Lover, they couldn't believe at all that foxes could walk there. How could it be Shualim Hilchabot? So that's why they thought that the both Nevi'im, Uriah and Micha Marashti, were talking about the same Tkufa, namely the 70 years of Golas Bavel. And then when they saw the foxes walking around after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they just were stunned and everything was ogefrek. They couldn't understand anything. And Rabbi Akiva told them, don't get excited, even though it's Taki Kitcha Lossi Lovoi. Still, the both Nevi'im were talking about two different Tkufas. That's his interpretation of this Gemara. He likes it. The Chidor likes this Pshat. He quotes from this Chacha. The Ravid writes like that. That's the Poshib Shab, yeah. I think what the Ravid writes in Paraglam and Hilchas Beis Abchira is based on a lot of Gemaras like that. It's not the way he's presented. I don't know. But the way the Chidah quotes it, he quotes this Bior that the Tanoim didn't understand. They had given up hope. They thought that the Nevu of Zechariah will never be Mekuim because it's all over. They thought there never was going to be another Beis HaMikdash. This Mefarish is assuming that Kedusha Shniyah is like Kitchelosilov, that they all thought that it still became the Kedusha. So that's why the other Tanaim couldn't believe that the Rambam says that Kedusha Rishonah was Kitchelosilov on the Matam Amid, that it was never both. But the Chidah is quoting over here that the Tanaim thought that the Nevuah that says Shualim Hilchubo could only refer to the 70 years of Golas Bavel because the Kedusha Rishonah was Batlah. So Shualim can walk out like Har Sinai, Yechem Matan Torah, anybody can go. But the Kedusha Shniyah of the Makom HaMikdash they thought is Kitchelos Lover, not like the Rambam, not like the Rabbi. It's the normal Shita, the regular Shita, but the other Rishonim hold. The Kedusha Sabayis, the Kedusha Makom HaMikdash is the same as Kedusha Sarah. One of the two, I don't know. One of the two songs. And Parshas Kedoshim. That's the Machlokes. Whether Kitchelos. No, on Eretz Yisrael we paskin, certainly Kitchelos love against the Sefer Truma. But as far as the Makom HaMikdash, that's a further Machlokes. So the Ravid claims that even though Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha B'zman HaZem and HaTorah, but the Makom HaMikdash does not. Because Ezra was only Mekadoshet L'zman, up until the Churban. And the Rambam says not true, that from the days of Shlomo HaMelech retained the Kedusha. It was never bought. And the regular Rishonim, not the Rambam, not the Ravid, hold like this Chidah is quoting over here, that's the standard Shita. That just like Kedusha Sa'aretz, so in the year 70 was not bought, so the Kedusha's Makom HaMikdash was also not bought. The three different Shitas regarding the Makom HaMikdash. Whether it has Kedusha B'zman HaZeh or not, and if it does, since when did it have the Kedusha? Since the beginning of Bayis Sheni and since the beginning of Bayis Rishon. There is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim where there's a major machlokes harishonim regarding the pashat, but the pashat pshat in the pasuk. So a weird machlokes. The Torah gives us the din of Orla, the Netter Revai. The Gemara has in Brachas on Daf Lamehei. The Gemara has a machlokes satanaim whether the din of Ravai, the Paris of the fourth, you have to be brought to Yerushalayim, you have to be poda, whether that only applies to kerem, only to grapes, or it even applies to neta, to any tree. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Taisin says, for sure there's a machlekes. The shaila in the Gemara is how we pass. Taisin Kedushin, first daf says. There's certainly machlekes hatanoim. The shaila is how we should pass. What's the majority of the opinion of the tanoim? Then there's a strange machlekes, the Balamor. Balamor, in brachas there, quotes a Rashi in Saito. A strange Rashi, that Rashi says if you hold that Ravai only applies to grapes, then Orla also only applies to grapes. Achidish, the Pashtus is that Orla applies to any tree, any bush, is a din of Orla. And Machlekes HaTanaim is only by Ravai. So the Balamor says not true, and he refers you to that Rashi. Anyway, but the Rashi is Shver, against Kama Gemara. So then the Chumash has a din, it says, Vashana HaChamishis Tochlu Espiru Yolahosif Lachem Tvuasoi Ani Hashem Elokechem. So what is that din? Vashana HaChamishis Tochlu Espiru Yolahosif. Which pears do you eat in the fifth year? So the Pashup Shat means that the pears that grow in the fifth year, the pears of the fifth year, the pears that grew in the fifth year may be eaten without any strings attached. The pears of the first 3 years are Rasa Bachila Bahanona, it is a mitzvah's beer, you have to burn it. A mitzvah sreifa, the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah in Tzmur. The pears of the fourth year, you can eat only for bringing to Yerushalayim or to Poda. The pears of the fifth year, that grow in the fifth year, you can eat with no strings attached to them. That's the Pashup Shat, that's what the Rambam writes. And he quotes the Pirush HaGaonim that they interpret not so. They interpret that this Pasuk, Vashana HaMishis, is a hemshech of the previous Pasuk that says, Vashana HaRaviz, Iyya Kol Piriya Kodesh Hilulam Lashem. The pears that grow in the fourth year, you're supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. Or if you poda them, then you take the money to Yerushalayim and you buy pears with the money. And then what do you do with the pears after you poda them? So the Pasuk says, where does the Pasuk speak about pinyon? Here the Pasuk says, Vashon harviz yeh kol piriyo kodesh hilulam lashem. It's hegdish. Now what do you do with it? It doesn't say. Who says that you eat it in Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaseh Sheni, we learn out of Gzereshah v'kodesh kodesh min Maaseh Sheni. Because the Pasuk says at the end of Echukosai, chol maiseh haaretz mezeh haaretz mepiho haaretz kodesh lashem. That the maiseh is kodesh lashem. What do you mean it's kodesh? Maiseh Rishon is kodesh. Maiseh Rishon doesn't have any kedusha. Nechal Azarim, Nechal Etzmeim. So the Gemara understands that that pasuk, "V'chol Ma'aser Haaretz Kodesh Lashem," refers to Ma'aser Sheni. Rashi quotes on a Chumash, "Ma'aser Sheni Akasam Adaber," and it's Kodesh Lashem. So just like Ma'aser Sheni is called Kodesh, so too over here, and that the Ravai is called Kodesh. And by Ma'aser Sheni, the pasuk says Mefurish and Re'ei that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So too over here, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's how we usually assume. So then the pasuk says Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. So the Gemara says Kodesh semicolon Hilulim. Kodesh means Kodesh, Kodesh, Ma'aser Sheni, that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Hilulim, the Gemara Darshan's Hilulim means Hilulim, that if you poda the Neter Ravai, you can eat it Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So then the Gonim interpret the next Pasuk, V'ashona HaChamishis Tochlo Aspirio. If you have Neter Ravai that grew in the fourth year, that you want to eat Chutz L'Yerushalayim, so you have to be poda, Hilulim it says. Al Tikri Hilulim Elach Hilulim, you have to be Mechalalit, you have to be poda. After you poda it, you take the money to Yerushalayim and you buy payers. But the pears that you were just poda, you can only eat the Vashana Chamishis Tochlo Aspirio. You can only eat the pears Neter Ravai Le'ach HaPidyon in the fifth year. So the Rambam quotes that from the Gaonim and he says that they're wrong, that that's not the way to read the Pasuk. They have a fantastic shot in the Pasuk. Yikol Piriyo Kodesh Hilulam Lashem, they read Yikol Piriyo Kodesh semicolon. And Kodesh means Kodesh, Kodesh Ma'aser Sheni, that you eat it in Yerushalayim. And in Hilulim, the Gemara Darshan means Hilulim Pidyon. And then it says about Shana Chamishis Tochlas Pirio, the Paris of Shana Harviyas Lach Pidyon can only be Nechal Shana Chamishis. The Rambam says that they're wrong. Where in the world did they dig up such a wild shot from thin air? So the nice Kalim point out, no, the Yerushalmi like that. The Yerushalmi in Saita has a Machlekes HaMaaronim. Had a lump shot in the Pasuk, and that's one shot in the Yerushalmi. Shana Chamishis Tochlas Pirio means eat the Paris Neter Ravai Lach Pidyon only in Shana Chamishis. That the Pidyon is not Mata Lagamra. You have to have Pidyon, and you have to wait. Have to wait till Lashana Hamish. Very wild din. The Rambam says we don't pass like that. The Rambam also knew the Yerushalmi. The Rambam quotes a lot of Yerushalmi. The Rambam says we don't pass like that. Yerushalmi in Soto. That's why the Rashi is also in Soto. The Rashi that the Balamon Brachos quoted a Rashi that the din of Orla only applies to grapes. If you hold the din of Ravai, only applies to grapes. That's also a Rashi in Soto. What's it doing in Soto? Because the Perik in Soto has it. There's a Perik Mashuach Mochamo. Has all the dinim of the Koyim Mashulch Muhammad, how he reads the parish and who are the Chayzer Miyachah Muhammad, who are the people who are exempt from the army. It's interesting, in that parish of Mashulch Muhammad, it doesn't say that yeshiva guys are exempt. It doesn't have the 4D exemption. That's a Gemara Nedarim. We discussed it on a pasuk by Yarkas Hanifa by Avram Avinu. The Gemara learns that from a different pasuk. That parak only has the Hayusha Yari v'rachalev v'not hakerem v'lechillo and so on. So that's why the Mishnayis, the Gemara, and the Bavli Yerushalmi discuss on that pasuk of the Chozim Yerach Mochamam Nehu Yisha Shenot HaKerem V'lo Chilalot. Who planted a kerem and wasn't mechalalit yet? What do you mean it wasn't mechalalit? What do you mean mechalal a kerem? It means the fourth year. When you plant a kerem, so the first 3 years there's a din of Arlo, and the fourth year there's a din of Revai, and then you mechalalit. Mechalal din at the Revai, like it says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The Gemara says Hilulim is Altikri Hilulim Elech Hilulim, Yadarshan as if it were written with a ches. It means you paid it. So that's what the Gemara, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi both go into a discussion, a partial discussion over there of some of the laws of Netter Revai. That's why the Yerushalmi has these two opinions over there, how to read this pasuk by Shana Hamishis, and that's why the Rashi appears in Maseches Sota. And that Perek, and Perek Mashloch Muhammad. The last pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos is a very fundamental pasuk. Rashi comments on that pasuk. Ushmart mes nishmart levilti asos nishlukos hatayvos hashanasu lefnechem v'lo yisitam abahem ani Hashem alakechem. So the pasuk agrees ushmartem es mishmarti. So Rashi quotes lahaze bezdin alkach. This is a warning to Bezdin. What is the warning to Bezdin? So the Tolda Sarin refers you to Yivam is daf chafalof. And Yivam is daf chafalof. The Gemara has a whole drush on this. That's what Rashi is alluding to. That the pasuk means to say asu mishmeris l'mishmarti. This pasuk is the source for the din in the Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Asu siyav la Torah. The Chumash says bal teisif and bal tigrei. You're not allowed to add on to the mitzvah satay. You're not allowed to take away. So who gave the Rabbanim the right to institute a din of muktzah and a din of karmelis and a din of malacha kalachayad and then the isa malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa and all kinds of dinim derabbanim? Who gave them the right to add on so many dinim derabbanim? Maybe it's a violation of bal teisif. So the Gemara says no. Whenever the Chacham had a chashash korav, whenever they were really nervous and worried about the possibility of somebody sinning, so they learned that from this pasuk, Mishmartim es Mishmarti lahazet Bezdin alkach, that Bezdin is commanded to institute siyogim and hachokis, to institute gzeris, the rabbanon, to prevent people from coming to violate Isurim deoraisa. And the source for that din is this pasuk, Mishmartim es Mishmarti. The Gemara even has, to the extent that Bezdin has the authority to make a gzeira de rabbanon, not only to add on chumras, to add on an isim karmelis, and to add on a malacha kalachayad, and to add on an isim malacha shein tzvicha legufa, and to add on chumras, even to take off mitzvahs, l'mashal, the chachamim were afraid that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, somebody may chas v'shalom carry the shofar or the lulav in the street. If they'll carry on Shabbos, that'll be a malacha of an isa kares, an isa skila. So they made a takana that you shouldn't blow shofar at all. Yeshkoch v'yachachamim lakadav menater. They were reiki the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, and they were reiki the mitzvah of netilas lulav. And yon tefrishin shal sukkos on mitzvah derai. So the chachamim have the authority even to be yekadav menater. How do you see that from this pasuk? Rather, you don't see that. From this pasuk, you just see a shmartim as mishmarti asum mishmeres l'mishmarti. They are authorized and commanded by the Torah to institute asay siyav la Torah, to institute hachokis and gzeris. Where do you see they have a right even to make a gzera bakira dovim and atayra, to tell you to forego fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa? So Rabbi Chanan Vassman points out in his sefer kuntres divrei sofrim, he points out that that's probably learned out from the other pasuk in Parsha Shoftim that says you have to listen to the chachamim. So Rashi quotes in the sefrei afila yamin shu small va small shu yamin. What does the Sifrei mean? You have to listen to the Chachamim even al Yemin Shu Smal al Smol Shemin when they made a mistake. When they make a mistake, so the Psaka is not binding. Like the first Mishnah says in Hurry is that if the Bezdin Paskins and they made a mistake, and the Balabatim know that Bezdin made a mistake, the Balabatim are not allowed to follow the Psaka of the Bezdin. So how can the Sifrei say al Yemin Shu Smal al Smol Shemin? It's Kenegid al Mishnah. Unless you say the Sifrei is Mechulik with the Mishnah, it's very difficult. That's what the Malamed Lahoyal suggests. He has a whole essay on this Kasha. The Ramban is the first one to present this Kasha. Ambanim the Sefer HaMitzvah has this kasha. How can the Sifrei say, Afilo Yimin Shu Smol Al Smol Shu Yimin, that Psaka Bezdin is binding even when it's an error? That the first Mishnah in Hoiri says that Hoiru Bezdin Betoyes, V'yoda Echad Shato, somebody knows they made a mistake, so the Mishnah says he's not allowed to follow the Psaka of the Bezdin. And Yerushalmi, in fact, says on that Mishnah, how do you know you're not allowed to follow the Psaka of the Bezdin when they made a mistake? So Yerushalmi says, based on this Pasuk, L'Sasmeh Kavadavashi Yagid Lecho Yom Smol Al Yimin Shu Hu Yimin, Balsmol Shahu Smol. So the Yerushalmi says on that pasuk punk faker. Unless he says some achleges hatanoim, that's what the Malam Lahoyal suggests. But before he gets to his original line file, He quotes the Ramban has a teretz and the Tashbeit and several Rishonim. Everybody gives teretz and they assume the Rishonim and the Paskim assume that it's not a machlokes. So Rabbi Chanan suggests also it's not a machlokes. He says the following biur. The Mishnah says that then if you know that there's made a mistake, you're not allowed to follow them. That's pashut. And the Sifrei says a different thing. Afilo yimin shu small al small shu yimin, that the gezeris of the chachamim are binding, even if they tell you to violate dinei ha-teira. The Bezin tells you, we want to make a gzeira that nobody should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol is b'Shabbos, because we are afraid, chas v'shalom, that somebody will carry. So that's mamash al yimin shu small. They tell you, it says in the chumash, you have to blow shofar, and we tell you, don't blow shofar. They tell you to do fakert from what it says in the chumash, al yimin shu small. But it's not that the Bezin is making a mistake. They tell you the whole thing. They tell you in the Chumash it says like this, and we tell you don't do what it says in the Chumash. Rabbi Chanan says that's probably the pshat in the Sifrei. Afila yimin shuhu small. That's a shayla in the Gemara. Is this only to the extent of shevi al tasa? Yesh kafi achkam lach and tarmi kar b'shevi al tasa. Afila bekum viase. That's a machleik is the Babli and Yerushalmi and Yevamim. Beginning of Perikulisha, the Babli comes to the conclusion. Machlokes and Babli. The Babli comes to the conclusion that Yesh Koach Lakar only b'shevi al tasa, and not b'kum v'yaseh. Tesis says only. Tesis claims in rare instances they have a right b'kum v'yaseh. Yerushalmi, except for Hirashah, right? Or Ladoris. Tesis gives you a few instances, and the Yerushalmi holds that even b'kum v'yaseh Ladoris is Yesh Koach Lakar. Yeah, Tesis has a few cases. One is Eid Echad by Meiz Baila. And one is where they write a gerushin in the beginning of Perek HaShaleach, Tosis has on the first daf, and then in Avodah Zarah in the first Perek, Tosis has a few obscure cases. They say Yesh Koach Lakar B'kum V'yaseh L'Doros, and Yerushalmi says Bichlal they have the ability to be Yoke L'Doros B'kum V'yaseh. Yerushalmi holds like the other man Dom in the Bavli, that Yesh Koach Lakar. I mentioned several times Professor Fleischer told it to me. He mentioned to him that the whole theme of his book, The Cain Mutiny, is based on that Rashi on Chumash, that authority is binding even when it's an error. Amin shu small, asmol shu yimin. And that's the whole side of the book, that they should listen to the skipper even though he's dead wrong. Said that was the whole thing was a toy's gummer. I'm going to say that that's not pshat in Rashi. Didn't he do? He wasn't zeicher. Herman Wook wasn't zeicher to go to the higher shiurim and yeshivim. He was never zeicher to learn. Rav Chanan's var that that's not the pshat. All the Rishonim say that that's not the pshat. The only one that says yeah is the Malamed Loyal. He says the Machlokes Hatanoim and the Zifrei holds like that. But nobody else holds like that. Everybody holds like the Mishnah and Harius. That authority is not binding when it's an error. Right, that's the Gemara's problem. Right, that's the Gemara's problem in Bameh Madlik, and the Gemara asks, Vehechon Sivanu, we only have a Pasik. That's how the Sfasemis explains on the Gemara Bameh Madlik, and that's how the Ramban explains on Chumash. The Chachamim are only authorized from this Pasik, Mishmartim es Mishmarti, to introduce Siyogim and Harchokis. But how do they know they have a right to make a Takone, a new, brand new Mitzvah, like Kriyas HaMegillah, or like Hadlokas Neres Chanuk, Vehechon Sivanu? And you can't quote this Pasik, that's not a Siyog. So to that, the Gemara quotes a completely different passage. Gemara has a machlokes like either like Sasur or Shalavicha v'yagetcha. That's an additional source. That's taken not from this passage. There was one professor who claimed that the Nes Chanukah never happened, and the Gemara's record of Chanukah is historically incorrect. Yes, but he's a very frum professor. Yeah. So he still benches Neres Chanukah. So that's the joke. That's like Gratz. Gratz didn't believe that the Nes Purim occurred. Yet he was very religious. He was very observant. So he came to shul and he listened to every word of the Kriyas HaMegillah. So somebody asked him, why are you listening to the Kriyas HaMegillah? If you write in your history book that the whole thing never happens, he said, it doesn't matter. If you're a Chachamim, you have to listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a joke. If the Chachamim make a takon that's based on a historical error, that's also Herman Wu. Congrats, not the first. I hold like Herman Wolf that authority is binding, even when it's an error. That if the Pope says, so that's the law. The Pope is infallible. We don't believe that the Pope is infallible. The Rabbanu Shlom is infallible, and the Pope is fallible, and the Beis Nagol also can make mistakes. If the Beis Nagol makes a mistake, the Psak is not binding. If it's wrong, that's not a Torah min Hashemayim. We believe that Torah is min Hashemayim. When the Chachamim make a Takana de Rabbanan based on a historical fact, if the historical fact never occurred, so the Takana is Yisod of Betos, is Sharosh of Betos, so you don't, then you don't observe Chanukah and you don't observe Purim. If it never happens, so you don't observe the holiday. I mean, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. It's a suffix, so. From the suffix, you observe it. Unless you're fully, if you're historically convinced 100% that the thing never happened, then you're convinced that they made a mistake, so you're not allowed to follow that thing.
Everyone
agrees that this is Psalms. A Zokamamri is one who paskins La Rabin against the Bezin. So let's say, right, so let's say someone is fully convinced that Bezin is wrong. He's not allowed to follow the Bezin, and he's also not allowed to paskin in public against the Bezin. But he personally is not allowed to follow the Bezin either. He has to follow his conviction. Whatever he knows is correct.
I don't know if you can more about the lesson on the basketball.
Yeah. The Mishnah says, Reb Lezer and Chachamim. Oh, by the Baskel. Yeah. The Gemara Tosfos says the Tanoim assumed that the Baskel just came out lechvodo shel Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said, "Am I right?" They said, "Yeah, the man is right. Reb Lezer is right." So Tosfos says that the Baskel was lying. That was lechvodo shel Reb Lezer. If they really assumed that the Baskel, because he asked for the Baskel, Baskel didn't volunteer on himself. Yeah, he said, "Let the Amas Hamayim prove it." So Mishum Kvadu the Rab Lezer, so the Amas Hamayim. Yeah, that's what Tosfos explains on that Gemara. And then the Rishon of the Shittim Gvetzes quotes the famous comment. Rabbi Achana quotes this. Well, the Shittim Gvetzes quotes the famous comment from the Rabbi Nissim Goyen. So why did the Rabbanu Shalom make all these Nissim in the floor? So because the Beis Hamedrash were leaning down, and the Charuv, the tree fell down, and the Amas Hamayim, the river started to go backwards. Why did they make all these Nissim? The Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen is quoted by the Shid Mikubetzis in the end of Perek Azov on Bob Metzion. That Gemara is saying, "Kiminas Hashem Elokim Eschem Adas Hayishchem Ahavim As Hashem Lakechem Im Loi." Plus it says, when a Novi Hashekah comes and he gives you Osis Samofsim, it tells you to worship Avodah Zarah. When a Novi comes and he shows Osis Samofsim, so that establishes him as a Novi. And once he's established as a Novi, you have to listen blindly to everything that he tells you. So what if the Novi shows Osis Samofsim, he makes the tree go upside down, he makes the river go backwards, makes the base medish. So he proves he establishes himself as a Navi. And then he tells you, now that you know I'm a Navi, you have to do this, that, and the other thing. So the din is you have to listen. But if he tells you to worship Avodah Zarah, then the Torah tells you, you know for sure that he's telling a lie. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never give a nevuah that a guy should worship Avodah Zarah, even though he's Rasha. So the question is, the Chumash says, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the ability to make the Osis and Mofsim? So the Pasuk answers, Kimnas Hashem Elokim Eschem Adas Hayishchem Ahavim Es Hashem Lakechem Emloi. It's an Nisoyah Min Hashemayim. The Rabbi Shalom gives us an Nisoyah. So that's what the Rabbi Nissim Goyen says on that Gemara. That why did the Rabbi Shlomo cause the Amos Hamayim to go backwards and the tree to be uprooted in the coastal of Beis HaMedrash to lean if Rabbi Lezer is not right? If they didn't mean to say Rabbi Lezer is right? He says it was an Nisoyah Min Hashemayim. The Rabbi Shlomo wanted to see if B'nai Yisrael. The Rabbi Shlomo let the Rabbi Lezer have his way and change Teva, Mamish, to make an ass. To test B'nai Yisrael to see if they fall in and listen to Rabbi Lezer against Allah. The Allah is Yachad V'Rabim, Allah Kirabim. And they didn't listen. They didn't follow him. They said wrong. And they withstood the Nisoyim. They said, we're not going to listen. We're not going to listen to the Baskol either. Loi Bashamayim he. The Baskol is just L'chvodu Shel Rab Lezer. The whole thing was just L'chvodu Shel Rab Lezer. That's Anat Dagarta. Oh yeah? Yeah. No, that's what the Gemara brings out on the first daf in our blessed meal. The Gemara brings out that the Mora Da'asra has to be followed. The Talmid of Shammai followed the Shammai, and even years after Shammai died, that was considered the Mora Da'asra. Shammai, Rab Lezer ben Mekol Moshe, Rab Yosef Lili, he was the Mora Da'asra. The Talmidim have to follow their Rebbe. Every person has to follow his Rebbe. So if you have a whole community and there's one person who's there, Mora Da'asra, even if he died many years ago, so they follow his Pesukim, Mein L'Hakma, Mein L'Hakma. But as far as everybody else, who is neither a Talmud of this one nor a Talmud of that one, the Talmidim of everybody, so then you say Yochid v'Rab Malacha Kirab. But the Yochid doesn't have to be Nichna Teram. The Yochid can hold his Shita. Also Bishami Kidivrem. Rab Lezer has a right to hold his Shita. Talmid Rab Lezer have a right to hold like Rab Lezer. Except everybody else who are not Talmid Rab Lezer, so they, as far as they're concerned, you say Yochid v'Rab Malacha Kirab. Well, Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Yeshua to carry on Yom Kippur, you mean? Yeah. That the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that that's a special din by Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk in Parshas Emor that it says, Eilam Yad Hashem Shetikru Osam Chasavav Atem Atikri Osam El Atem Atem Afilu Shokim Atem Afilu Mutim. Even if the Bezin makes an error in the Toys when they make the declaration of Kiddush HaChodesh in Yibra Hashanah, so it says Ashetikru Osam, whatever the Bezin Pasukim that goes. It's a special din only by Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibra Hashanah. That's a Shverer Ramban. The Ramban HaChumash and Yom and the Small. You have to listen to the Bezin even when they pass on Yom and the Small. Shtel Tzu that Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. So the Achronim Eska and the Ramban. There's no Tzushtel. That's a special din only by Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibra Hashanah. There's learned that from the Pasuk of Atem. Atem Afilu Mutim. But it doesn't apply to all the mitzvahs of Torah Faket. When we know for sure that the Bezin is in error, you're not permitted to follow the Pesach of the Bezin. The Ramban himself says so in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Everybody has to say so. It's a Mishnah and Haaretz. That's a different thing. He was angry that he shouldn't have paskin lacherim like his shita. He should have followed his shita. The Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. Yeshua has a right to paskin his shita. It's a terror, a reign of terror there. No one's allowed to paskin against Rabbi Gamliel, so they fired him. They made him a Rosh Hashiva then. No. Halacha Rabbi Yeshua was right. He had a right to paskin his shita. If he asks someone, if he asks me my opinion, I tell him my shita what I hold. The Minchas Yitzchak says fakir. I'm not going to follow the Minchas Yitzchak. Someone else says fakir. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says fakir, so you can't. If the Gemara says fakir, you can't pass it. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, so you're not allowed. No one's allowed to sneeze against Minchas Yitzchak. Rabbi Shua is allowed to pass it, but he feels is right. Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel was wrong that he insisted everybody has to follow his psalm. The Gemara holds a man. Wouldn't seem like it. The Gemara holds that he was wrong. That maybe that was his opinion. The Gemara holds there's nothing wrong with Eilam Yeda Dibur Kim Chayim. That they do their sheet and they do their sheet. As long as it's not done in a naif and avalos, it's going to do. As long as there's no stira, because they had complete communities where they followed their mardas and they followed their mardas. Within the same community, their base medrash followed one opinion, their base medrash followed another opinion. If you have in one base medrash stiras, then it's avalos is going to do. Then you have a problem. Yeah, but if it's separate groups, so then. There's no problem.
If the Sifu does something that's wrong.
What do you mean if they do something that's wrong?
Let's say
they
don't
dumb.
Something that would be against halacha.
Go pick a different shul. Pick a different Sifu. Move. I mean, they eat treifas, the machal Shabbos, they don't observe paras and mishpacha, they kill, they rob.
Well,
the Chinan income tax.
Let's say like they dumb
and Vad Yosef just printed a tshuva now, that cheating on income tax. The last Tartaris. I don't know what he says yet, but they're awesome with that. I just saw it yesterday in Rav Chalap's office. I have to read what he says.
What happens if they say, they don't pick up Tfilom after this month, and there's no shit that says he can do it?
So you don't dab more than you dab Michis? Dab Michis.
Well, let's say, for example, let's say some shit, they don't say Tafn, and you say Tafn, and say, would that be the Gedder Ross's
going? That's a Shiloh. The Dvar Yehoshua says that you shouldn't say Tafn. He says it depends. Dayan Ehrenberg, all of Hashem. There's a Dayan in Tel Aviv, the big time. So he was Achsidi Shidov, so he's a little Nagyeva Dov. So he says, let's say, you daven in Achsidi Sheminyan and they don't say Tafn to Minchin. So it depends when they don't say Tafn. They don't say Tafn to Shacharis. Then you shouldn't follow them, it's not right. But they don't say Tafn to Minchin because they daven late. So then he says, that's not a bad meaning. Why? Because after all, Tachman is anyway a Rishus. He says the tour says the Tachman is not a Chayiv, it's only optional. If you don't want to, you don't have to. So it's only a Minig that we say. So the reason why they don't say Tachman to Mincha is because they daven Mincha so late. So sometimes, once in a while, they finish davening Mincha, you have to say Sekhachav. My, what's the terrace on that? We don't know. They daven Mincha so late, so you have to say Sekhachav. And after Tzei Sekhachav, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to say Tachman. Because Balayo, there's a tikboris of dinim and tachman that has to do with din. That's the same reason you don't say tachman the base of Ovel, because it's midas adin misuch hashama. So even if they happen to finish mincha before Tzeis HaKochavim, it's still Ben Hashmarshu. Sorry, if a next person got mincha before Shkila, so it's not. So it's, and even Ben Hashmarshu, he may say Tachnun. But he says if they have a minig angefit, not to say Tachnun, because sometimes it'll be after Tzeis, so he considers that a valid minig. So he says you shouldn't say Tachnun. You should go along with it. But Shachar said then there's no reason. What valid reason do they have?
Do
if it's a significant yard sign.
It's
not in the Siddur. Really? And it doesn't say in small letters to look for Tachnun by Shachar? I don't know.
I don't know.
The stomach's wrong. And the Rambam you had been hugging in Rishon, in the days of Rishon you had been hugging to say Tachnun Balayla also. They said Tachnun of Tamayri. Just the Gemara just says in Hazov, but not Gemara. But Rablezer, you don't say Tachnun of Rish Chodesh. If not Gemara, you say you don't say Tachnun Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Balayla doesn't say in the Gemara, so that's what the Rambam quotes been hugging, that they said Tachnun Balayla. We have the minig not. So it depends whether they're doing a minig that's completely dead wrong, or the minig has some like to stand up. Then they're doing wrong. So what kind of lois is good to do? Fuck yeah, you have to show them the right way to do.
The gemaras in Shalom don't pass on the meal, but those gemaras which say that each rebbe is allowed to do like his opinion in their neighborhood and
the community. Havana, that's a sugi in the first parak in the Yavam. It's also the gemara has a shadow. Also Beishami ki devayim, Aloy also Beishami ki devayim. Is the miut, is the minority opinion permitted to follow their view? Or do they have to surrender to the majority and they also have to follow the rov deis? So the Gemara comes to the clear-cut conclusion that also Beishami ki devayim, that the minority view may follow their opinion. The Gemara says, even deiris habboim. In Kamash Rablezer, the Gemara says, how you correspond in Bishab, in Kamash Rabbeus Aglida, they have Tzarek Becholom. The minority view may follow their opinion, even though the rov disagree. That's not enough. Rav Chanan has there in his countries, Divrei Sofrim has a very interesting discussion on a concept of Hakasa Masara LaHachamim. The Gemara has the term, the Gemara has this expression found in the end of Maseches Chagiga regarding Melechus Chalamoid. Mishnah is saying, I love to do Melech and Chalamoid. So the question is that an Issa Derais or is that an Issa Derabbanan? So the Gemara derives it from a Pasuk. It sounds as if many Mishnahim say it's an Issa Derais. And others say it's an Issa Derabbanan. Machlokes the Mechaba and the Ramah. Mechaba holds the Rabbanan and the Ramah paskins that it's their rice. Tosis has two opinions. Big Shaila and Rishon. So the Gemara is bothered with the question, how can Melechus Chalamoid be an Issa Derais? So how come the Chachamim have so many Heterim? Dover HaOved, and Maisa Hedyot, and Sochei Rabbim, and Sorech HaMoid, and different things. Where do they get these Heterim from? If you're really darshaning a Pasuk that it's a Malach, it's an Issa Derais, so where do you see from the Pasuk that you have Heterim? So the Gemara says, "Lo masar nakos of elo hachachamim." Since the pasuk is unclear exactly which malachas are forbidden, or which should not be forbidden, so it's up to the hachamim to be kaveya what the din is. So some rishonim say that means "Lo masar nakos of hachachamim" means all the din the rabbanon. The rabbanon have a right to make up whatever they want on the level of the rabbanon. And the Ramah quotes those who shalom hold no malachas chalamayit is deraisa, and even though it's deraisa, "Lo masar nakos of hachachamim." It's a new concept. Adin deraisa that's written in the Chumash in a very vague nusach, and it's up to the Chachamim to determine what's included in that pasuk. So you have one of those cases of adin deraisa that's vague. You have in this week's Seder, you have the pasuk of Chukasem lo yiseleichem. Kamasi atzam shei shaftim al asas of Chukasem lo yiseleichem. So the Rambam's opinion is that all of those things that are mentioned in Masechah Shabbos and Tosefta, especially in Masechah Shabbos, this is all the things that are forbidden. Mishum Darkei Hu Amori. The Rambam's view is that all of these are Rasam and Atayra based on this pasuk of Chukasem Lo Yiseleichem. All the pasuk holds not their rice. Darkei Amori are the Rabbanon. Chukasem Lo Yiseleichem goes on Menhagi Avodah Zarah. Menhagim that are rooted in Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam's opinion is that it's not so. That all of these things, even Minig Shtus, is also a violation of an Issa Derais. So the Kesef Mishnah has a kash on the Rambam Perek Yud and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. How can it be that all the Darkei Amori are on Issa Derais? The Gemara tells us in Perek Merubin, Bava Kama, that Shal Beis Rebbe Hitiru L'Safer Koimi, that the members of Rebbe's family, Rebbe was the president of Medinas Yisrael, he was the chief rabbi and the president. So he had to deal a lot, and the members of his family had to deal a lot with the Roman government. So they had to go travel to Tanaim, had to travel a lot of times to Rome. They had to associate with the Roman representatives and so on. So the Gemara says, Shal Beis Rebbe Hitiru L'Saper Koimi, that those who had to deal with the Goyim had a heter from the Tanaim, that they were allowed to take a haircut the way the Romans had their kooky haircut. So So Hamasapa Kaimi, one who takes such a haircut, the Gemara says is Zayva Mishum Darki Amori, it violates this Isser. And the Rambam writes that that's an Isser Deraisa. So Frekta Kesa Mishnif will be an Isser Derabbanon. No. So you can say, hey mom, hey mom. There are mat there for the politicians that they're and he said the Rabbanon, not so no, you don't need the Pikuach Nefesh to be mat, but it's an Isser Deraisa like the Rambam holds. So how are they matal Sapa Kaimi and Isser Deraisa? What's the head? Because Mishnah has two terutz. One terutz he says is that Tzorchei HaMedina is Pikuach Nefesh. That's what they hold in Medina's Yisrael. That the airplanes run and the steel factories go and the army goes, everything goes. Tzorchei HaMedina is Pikuach Nefesh. Safik Pikuach Nefesh. That's one day in the Kesem Mishnah. If it's really a Tzorch and it's really a Safik Sakonis Nefoshes, that if I won't take the haircut like them and I won't do this certain Isser Deraisa, then he won't be able to succeed in whatever political maneuvers we need. So that's considered suffix sakonis nefashis, because if you don't have a good rapport with the goyim, with the police department, so someone's going to get killed. A Jew is going to get killed. That's one day in the Kesem Mishnah. Then he gives another day. He doesn't think that you can say that, that lasapa koimi, that to take such a goyish haircut should also be called such a tzorech hamedina. Maybe he's traveling on Shabbos sometimes. It's called a tzorach sakonis nefashis. You have to have a meeting with a politician on Shabbos sometimes, let's say in the war years. The biggest rabbanim on Mechal Shabbos to save lives. Sometimes it is a safek sakonis nefashis, sometimes a varei sakonis nefashis. But l'sapek kaimi dafke to take such a haircut to look like them, that it should be, there's a lois nan and besa by the goyim, that they should be more buddy-buddy with the Roman government, that should also be called safek sakonis nefashis. He's not so keen about that idea. So this is the Eidei Shleimer, that the Rambam clearly holds that this is an idea of Lo Masalna Kasev Elo Chachamim. Where does it say in the Chumash that Masapa Kaini Zos says Chukas HaGoyim is forbidden? It doesn't say clearly what. So it must be such a Pchina of an Isser of Lo Masalna Kasev Elo Chachamim. So since it's up to the Chachamim to determine what's included, so they said that Shal Beis Rebbe is Mutter to take, and for everybody else is also to take such a year. That's what the Kesem Mishnah said. Rabbi Chanan has a taina, he doesn't understand this Kesem Mishnah. He says, I could understand the Masana Kasav Allah Chachamim to determine what is included in Chukasakum, what is not included. But once you've determined already that the Masapa Kaimi to take such a haircut, a goyish haircut, let's say like they have here downtown, what do you call them, Hare Krishna guys, or something like that, a special goyish haircut. Once you've determined that this is labeled as a Chukasakum, so then what do you mean, La Masana Kasav Allah Chachamim to exempt certain people from the Yisra? What right do they have to exempt some people from the Yisra? They already did determine that it's included in the Yis. To decide what is included, what's not included, that I understand Lord Masana Kaswalacham. Once they said Masapikami is included in the Yisr, so how can they say, but not the Gabi these people? That doesn't make any sense. They've already yes determined that it is us. He says he doesn't understand that other terrors of the Kesem Mishnah. According to the Rambam, he says you have to say the first terrors, that it's considered a suffix Sakanas Nefosh.
Our
Tokaf ever did Deraisa, right. You have a vague Pasuk, so who are the interpreters, who are the Balabatim to determine what the Pasuk is referring to? The Chachamim, even if they don't have any tradition at all. They have to make it up Yeshmeyayin on the spot. That's the concept that the Gemara says in the Chagigal, according to those who show them a hold, the Melechas Chalamoid is Deraisa, so you see the Ferishi Gemara has such a concept, that Din Deraisa, which the Chachamim make up Yeshmeyayin what it is, not that they have a tradition. They make up on their own what they think the Din should be. Oh, that's what Rabbi Chanan also discusses in Divrei Sefer. We have a din, we have a chilik like this. If the Chachamim one door paskin a din deraisa, and the Chachamim the next door hold that they're wrong, that's a din in Hilchos Mezuzah. The Minhas Yitzchok says a din deraisa in Hilchos Mezuzah, and I hold that he's wrong, I hold that the others that he quotes are right. So even if he's greater than me, b'chachma v'minyan, I'm not mechayiv to listen to him. If I think that I'm right, I don't have to listen to him. If I'm entitled to an opinion, if I'm not entitled to an opinion, so I better listen, I better ask somebody else. But if someone is entitled to an opinion, he doesn't have to listen to anybody else's greater b'chachma. Otherwise, let's say, just take the Pesik Hador, like they in Meir Shom, they refer to him as the Pesik Deraim. They refer to the Minhas Yitzchok as the Pesik Hador. So no one else is allowed to say anything. Everybody has to follow the Pesik Hador. So Rav Moshe doesn't follow the Minhas Yitzchok. There are lots of people in this world who don't follow the Minhas Yitzchok. So when the question is, how come you have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan? Let's assume he's the greatest in the world. So the answer is, for a din deraisa, you don't have to be godel b'chachma v'minyan. That's only for a din derabbanon. If you have a takana derabbanon and a later bezin doesn't like it, they want to repeal it, so they have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan to repeal the enactment of the earlier bezin. But if they're not interested in repealing anything, the original bezin paskin, I hold this is a din deraisa. And this later Bezna holds that's not the din deraisa. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim quotes the Yerushalmi, places in Rosh Hashanah quotes in Amdav Tes also. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that Einoch el Shofet Shibi Amecho, the Pasuk says, Avasa, Vikamta Vialisa la Shofet Hashiyah Bayamim Ahain, Einoch el Shofet Shibi Amecho, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmol Bedoro, that's the Gmon Yivam, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmol Bedoro. So what does that mean? That there's no need for greater the Chachma Vimini. If your Rav passes like that, if the Rav is entitled to the pinyin, he passes like that, so you have a right to follow that din. We have a chilik between a deraisa and a derabbanan. And a din deraisa with the earlier bezin wasn't enacting anything, they didn't make any enactment, they just said that they think that that's a din deraisa. Then the later bezin can reverse the psak even on their not greater b'chaf movement. They hold that that's not correct, so they pass the fakir. If the earlier bezin made a takana derabbanan, and the later Bezin doesn't like it and they want to repeal the Takana, but they can't deny that the Takana was instituted, historically was made. So the later Bezin has to be greater than the earlier Bezin to repeal their Takana. So Rabbi Chanan raises the question, what's with over here? Here's a case that's in between. What's the halacha over here? When you have a pasuk in the Torah that Melechus Chalamot is forbidden, and the Tanoim will come, and like Masara Kasav Allah Chachamim, and the Ramah says that that means that din deraisa, like those who showed him that Melechus Chalamot is deraisa, 2 days in Taisus, and Avodah Zarah Daf Chof, and in the first daf in Maitkotin, and other places. Machlekes when Melechus Chalamot is deraisa, the Ramah. But let's say the first Bezin, Bezman HaTanoim, was Kaveya, what's also what's Mutter, and so on. So Rabbi Chanan raises the Shaila, what will happen if a later Bezin in a later generation doesn't like? Let's say a young Navi will come along. Moshe Rabbeinu will come, Shuvenun, have a Tchias HaMeis, and all the Rabbanim will be sitting around, and they'll decide they want to change the laws of Hilchos Chalamot to make it more lenient or more strict, whatever. They don't like the way the Tanoim set up the Hilchos Chalamot. So do you say, well, this is a din deraisa over here? A din deraisa, you don't need God of Chachma Vimminyan. So any Bezin later on has a right to pasken whatever they want. Or do you say, no, that's only a din deraisa. We are guessing what is the din deraisa. The Torah says a din, you have to put a mezuzah. The Torah says a din, basta b'chalot. The Torah has a din, hilchas nidin. So the Tanaim are all figuring out what is the din of the Torah. So that Chacham figured that this is the din, and the later Chacham holds that he's wrong, that this is the din. So then you don't have to have God of the Chacham of Minyan. Because the earlier Bezin didn't enact anything, they didn't institute anything, they were guessing, they worked it out, they think that's the din. Later Bezin thinks that's not the din, but over here by Melechus Chalamot, the earlier Bezin wasn't trying to figure out what is the Torah saying. The earlier Bezin was Koveya, it's like Masana Kasvel Lachachamim. So Lachara, they're making an enactment. So when the earlier Bezin made an enactment, and the later Bezin knows that they made an enactment, they made a Takana, this type of a Takana became a Din Deraisa. That's called like Masana Kasvel Lachachamim. So maybe you should have the Din like a Takana Derabbanan. That if a later Bezin wants to change Hilchas Melechus Chalamoid, there would have to be greater Bechachma Dominion. Or maybe, Rabbi Chanan suggests the third side, maybe it wouldn't even help. Maybe even if you have a later Bezin that's greater b'chachma v'minyan, maybe they'd never be able to repeal this. Because maybe the pshat la'masar na'kas ve'la chachamim means whenever you have a vague parsha in the Torah, Torah leaves it up to the chachamim to determine what the parsha means. And once it's been determined, that's it. So now it comes out that the first Bezin to determine it wins. Kalakoyim zocha. So whoever determined it, la'masar na'kas ve'la chachamim harishayim. Whichever Bezin will come and determine what's included in the parasha, so that'll be it. And then it's far found, then you can't reverse it. Because it's not the Takana de Rabbanan that you should have a right to repeal, it's a din deraisa. And it's not that they said pshat like this, and you hold that they learned pshat false. They didn't learn pshat. The original Bezin was enacting that they were misak and that this is the pshat. So Rabbi Chanan is misupik. How do you treat such a case? He says one side, he says maybe it's like a din deraisa that you don't even need God b'chacham of minyan. Maybe any later Bezin has a right to whatever they think is right. Or maybe no, because here it's different. Here it's like Masor HaKasav Ad HaChachamim, it's a vague pasuk. And the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to determine what the pshat is. So this maybe has a status like a takana. They're making a takana Melechus Chalamot, what's also, what's muta, a whole, they're making up a whole new scheme from thin air. Because the pasuk is vague and they have the right to do that. So if they're making up something new, maybe you need a later Bezin that has to be greater b'chachma minyan to repeal that enactment that the earlier Bezin made. Maybe a third side, maybe they can repeal a din deraisa. You can only repeal takanas derabbanan, but a takana that will turn out to be a din deraisa because la'masana kasvel al chachamim, maybe that can never be repealed. So maybe here even God even when Moshe Rabbeinu comes back, maybe he won't be able to repeal the Hilchos Chalamot. Yeah. That's when they were koveyed. When they were being koveyed, the dinim of chalamoy, some said let's be koveyed like this, and some said let's be koveyed like that. Okay. So now that it's been established how it's been nikvam, leches chalamoy, so now the question is, can this be ever reversed? So he has three tzedotim. How are you going to reverse? Either very easily, or like takanas the rabbanon, or never. He says the Kesa Mishnah points out that Chukasem Lo Yiselechu is an example of Lamason Apas Vela Lachachom.
Was it something that that's only shy up now? There's the Chukas Agoyim.
The Chachamim in every generation can say, yeah, what's included in the Chukas Agoyim? Sure. Let's say wearing dungarees, or walking around in sneakers all the time, or long hair, or going on drugs, or these kind of things. Why not? It's probably Chukas Hagoy. No. The Gemara says that whatever has a good reason for it is not called Chukas Hagoy.
So?
There's no good reason why they should go around dirty and sloppy and messy.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
No, I don't think that. It's not that they're more comfortable. A guy buys a pair of pants from the store and he rips it up right away.
No, but
he brings a pair of pants to the tailor and he says, rip it up and put on patches. It's because it's more comfortable. He wants to identify with another class of the society, with the underworld.
If a guy wears pants for 5 years and they're faded, but he's comfortable in them.
Okay, it's a different thing. But a guy goes like Hatchila to buy. They buy like Hatchila pants like that. Why does he buy a nice pair of pants and then he'll get faded? He can't afford another pair of pants. That's Levis Ora Kasvala Chacham. The smart people have to be Kaveh. The Chacham have to be Kaveh. What's included in Chukas Hagoyim? How can you change a Din D'oraisa? You can't repeal a Din D'oraisa. If earlier Bezin said the halacha is like this, and later Bezin says they're wrong, the halacha is like this, they're wrong. But can we say that they're wrong? We can't say that the earlier Bezin is wrong. They were kaveh. This is hilchas chalamoid. We don't like the way they were kaveh. We think we could have done a better job. So he says maybe the halacha, the mesana pas v'halacha chamim, depends on the first one who's being kaveh. Gemara has a lot of dinim. There's so many dinim in two sedras. Just mention one more. We'll close with that. The pasuk says, "Lasamen al damre yecho." So the Gemara has a discussion in Sanhedrin. You have a din in the Torah, hashavas aveda. If somebody lost his property, you have to help him give it back. The Gemara says, "If hashavas mamoinai, hashavas gufal akolshkein." What if a person is lost? He is lost. He doesn't know his way, or the person is sick, and somebody can treat him and cure him. So the Gemara says that's included in hashavas gufal. That's what the Ramban. Ramban was a doctor, so the Ramban writes in Torah Sodom, he quotes that Gemara, he has a whole elaboration on it, that the mitzvah to practice medicine, for those who know, not for the guy who passes with a 65 medical school, he has no mitzvah to practice medicine. For those who know how to cure the sick patient, the guy got 100 in 98, okay. But he taka knows how to cure the sick patient, so he has a mitzvah to practice medicine because of the mitzvah shavas aveidah. That's why he says doctors are not allowed to charge money for their practice. But the Gemara says you're not allowed to charge money for Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to charge money. Whenever the Torah requires of you to do a mitzvah for someone else, you're not allowed to charge money. The Ramban explains and it's put in the Yerudei Lalocha. The doctors are only allowed to charge the same amount as Rabbein. I'm not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. Right. A Rebbe is not allowed to charge for teaching Torah because the Pasuk says a mitzvah you have to teach Torah for nothing. You have to give back Hashavas Aveda for nothing. You have to treat the sick people as also Hashavas Aveda. So the Gemara says, Don Ksuba is that Tzchar Batola is Muta. If it's Tzchar Batola, it's Muta. How then is the guy going to make a living? How is he going to live if he doesn't, if no one's going to give me any money? So how can I eat food? The Gemara says, Tzchar Batola de Muchach is Muta. So the Ramban says, it's quoted Laloch and Yeriday, that a doctor is not allowed to charge either for his services. He's only allowed to charge the same as a malamed. He can charge the same as a rebbe and yeshiva. They both do mitzvahs for which not allowed to charge money. So the Gemara says, if the sole source of the mitzvah of saving people's lives, the guy's drowning, the guy's being mugged, the person is sick, and you have to, the doctor has to treat him and cure him and take care of him and so on. If the sole source of that mitzvah would have been the pasuk Hashavas Aveda, so then I wouldn't be mechuyev to spend any money to save the other guy's life. A mitzvah sesei, how far do you have to spend money on a mitzvah sesei? an Ashavas Aveda. Let's say he lost his Aveda. So am I mechiv to spend money to save his Aveda? Well, it depends how much the Aveda is. It depends how much it's worth. Let's say am I mechiv to spend a lot of money. Not Hamavazai Vazis Yais Mechamish. When it comes to Mitzvah Sesei, you're not mechiv to spend more than 1/5 of your money. Now, Ashavas Aveda, you're not even mechiv to spend 1/5. It depends how much the Aveda is going to be. Okay, he's going to lose his life, so Mestama, that's worth 1/5 of my money. But more than 1/5, I wouldn't be mechiv to spend. So that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. If it were only for that pasuk of Hashivo Solo, Hashavas Gufa Kavachemef Hashavas Akmamono, so then you wouldn't be mechiv to spend Kol Hoyin Beis all of your money. But now that I have a pasuk that says Loi Samen Al Damei Yechot, so Loi Sesei, and we have a klal in Yeridei whenever it comes to a Loi Sesei, the Ramah has that klal. The Biragro quotes the other Acharonim who are not so convinced of that, but there are more paskins, and that's how we usually assume there are more paskins la'alaha. When it comes to any Loi Sesei, you have to give Kol Hoyin Beis, you have to give away your last penny. So that's what the Gemara says. When it comes to saving someone's life, you have to give away Kol Hoyin Beis. If you can save his life by giving all your money, that's a din of Laisaman al Damre Yecho. And the Sifrei, and this pasuk is quoted by the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Laisaman al Damre Yecho, Domim Mistarti Mashma. Domim means his life, his blood, and Domim means his mammon. Domim. Techaibli Domim means you owe me money. So the Sifrei comments on the pasuk, Laisaman al Damre Yecho has a double shot, like the Gemara says, Hashivo Salo Hashavas Mamono Kolachai Mashavas Gufo. So the Sifrei says here, this also applies both to Gufa and to Mamona. Asam al-Adam Riecha is a lav, you're not allowed to stand by while the other one is in danger, you have to help him, save his life. And Asam al-Adam Riecha means you're not allowed to stand by when the other one's property is being destroyed. The Rambam quotes the Sifrei's Moshel that there's a river that's going to flood someone else's field and destroy it, or his house is going to float away down the river. So if you have the ability to prevent the hefset from occurring, there's a din of Asam al-Adam Riecha. The Pashtus is that this is the mocker of the Yisa Hezek. The Stipler talks in the first piece on Bava Kamma. There's a whole discussion. Where do you know from the Gemara that there, where do you know from the Tanakh, where do you know from the Chumash that there's an Yisa Lahazik? Is there any Avera in breaking somebody else's window? The Torah just says, if I break your window, I have to pay. But there's nothing wrong breaking your window and paying. Break your window, I'll ask to pay. There's no Avera. It's not found in the Chumash. So he quotes Rab Chaim. Everybody quotes Rab Chaim. Chaim said, Lo Yishmerenu. An original mocker, well, lo yishmerenu, that's not what it means, lo yishmerenu. Chaim said, lo yishmerenu is alav, lo yishmerenu. It's alav, lo yishmerenu. That's not what the pasuk said. So he quotes out, that's all right. Chaim doesn't make any sense here. So he quotes other makaris, so he quotes a lot. Baltashkas is even on your own. Yeah, Baltashkas is even on your own. It would be a different kind, right? It would be a different kind of nisa then. If it's only Baltashkas, means it's the same avera whether I smash my window or your window. But is there a particular reason in smashing someone else's window? By virtue of the fact that he's destroying his property, is that an added aver? Is it just plain Baal Tashchus? Plain old Baal Tashchus. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik taught me that he doesn't understand what the whole pilpul is, but they have to quote Rav Chaim with Lo Yishmerenu to make up a new law. Here the Sifrei, the Rambam quotes the Sifrei, La Saman al Dam Riecho. La Signa means Goynev. No, La Signa means if I steal. How do you know there's an Issa Lahazik?
Once you break the window,
I'll pay. No, I break the window, I'll ask to pay. So I won't be gunning, I won't be gambling him. I'll pay whatever is due him. Right. That's because he stole. So he violated Lo Signa, but Lo Sigzo. It's a different Issa. No, the Issa Lahazik is a different Issa. He's not doing grave means I take for myself. I'll ask to keep. Okay, I get if I'm not Lahazik, I get if I'm not Lahapsid. Let's say you have a ranch of animals and I break the door down, I'll die, the animals should run away and I'm not going to keep them. So Tesis in Hakainis, Bava the Kamaparak Hakainis quotes the Yerushalmi that a Goynev, Amanos Lahapsid, Amanos Labeid, is not called a Ganev. A Ganev is only a Goynev Amanos to keep it for himself, or like Robin Hood, he steals in order to give it to someone else. But if it's Goynev, not Amanos to take for himself or for anybody else, just that he shouldn't have it. To be Rapsid him, that's not Ganev, that's Mazik. So where's Taka the Isa Mazik? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Pashtus is that it's certainly included in the Nisis of Lasam and Adamriya. Okay, next week we have to continue. What is this Mishnah Berurah B'china is going to cover till where? Till Reish Aleph or Reish Tezvav? This note says Reish Tezvav. So they say the B'china is postponed till Wednesday. In order to finish the extra 14 seasons.